is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah.
That is what's up. Monday, everybody. Welcome, welcome. A very special guest today on the Monday Buzz 24/7. So Erica Ayers Baden, former CEO of Barstool Sports. She got a book out called Nobody Cares About Your Career, Why Failure is Good, The Great Ones Play Hurt, and Other Hard Truths. I saw this woman walking through the streets of New York City after she had just gave her notice or quit Barstool, which was under good circumstances, if I understand it correctly. And she was just talking about how much she loved the job and everything. And I immediately was a fan.
So I know Barstool Sports is a website you go to. I've never been there. I don't know what it's about. So is she a founder?
Okay. No, she was brought in as a CEO to run an empire. Barstool Sports is an empire. It's a multimedia platform that started out as a website that took a lot of heat. There was a lot of controversy involving Dave Portnoy and stuff that the website did. It was a lot of stuff that some people thought was sexist. I always thought it was funny. There was a lot of funny stuff. There was also stuff I did not agree with.
It was like
with.
A bunch, because, okay, so Dave Portnoy, he was the founder.
And
there was a bunch of college girls on there, I remember.
Well, they would also do the hot teacher of the week or something.
They did a lot of stuff.
I remember
stuff
you
like that.
Showing me pictures of.
Yeah.
Girl. That's the only reason I know it.
But she, I mean, talk about crushing it and taking a website, right, that got paid, they got bought out, made Portnoy a lot of money.
Okay,
and
so he doesn't. He has no affiliation.
He's the face. He's still the face.
He bought it back. Right?
Oh, actually bought it back. Yeah, something like
that. Recording in progress.
Crazy. Yeah. So we are ready. If
okay, Greg, you'll have till 40. My next one is live. So
okay. And
go ahead.
Erica, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I want to make sure. Is it Baden? I want to pronounce your name correctly.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then I did pronounce correctly. Welcome to New England. So we were talking about you before we came on, and Laura, who really doesn't know a lot about Barstool and everything, was asking about it. And she's like, oh, that's a website. I'm like, no, it's kind of, it's an empire. And you were the CEO of it. And I saw the video that you did. I think it was on Instagram. Was it the day that you sort of gave your notice to announce that you were leaving when you were walking through the city?
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that's when I fell in love with you.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Well, I mean, because, you know, wow, what a job to have. What a powerful position that you handled very well through some not easy to navigate waters. Yes?
Yes, that job. You know, I loved it. I loved working with Dave Portnoy. I loved what we built at Barstool Sports. It was so wild. It was once in a lifetime. And I defended them through so much. And we went through a lot. And we attempted a lot and failed a lot. That it was really, it was exhilarating. Right. And also very special and also very difficult.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, look, the title of the book, right? Nobody Cares About Your Career, Why Failure is Good, The Great Ones Play Hurt, and Other Hard Truths. I mean, talk about navigating difficult waters. You had to fail along the way because that is where you learn your biggest lessons, yes?
Yes, exactly. You know, I wouldn't have gotten the Barstool job if I hadn't moved around so much in my career.
Yeah.
I can remember interviewing for a job at AOL, and the guy who interviewed me, like, absolutely, like, tisking me for how much I'd moved around. And in hindsight, I was like, this guy's the worst. But I also was like, thank God I did, because really great things happened. And I really believe that if you put yourself out there, you know, the greatest thing about going to Barstool Sports was that no one wanted me to succeed and no one wanted Barstool to succeed. And so I really only had myself to rely on and the people there. And it made us very strong. It was a very good position to be in.
You know, things like that don't just happen, right? Empires like that aren't just built. There were some bumps along the way. Some things. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Dave's. I don't agree with everything, but I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I love what it represents. It was, like you said, the Wild Wild West, right? Nothing had happened to that point.
Completely. It was, you know, everything happened so fast. in real time.
Right.
And you never saw it coming. It was like Friday afternoons were the worst. We had a live radio show at 4 o'clock on Fridays. And it was just like, oh my gosh, you just didn't know what they were going to say every Friday. So, right. And I think what Dave stands for is just really important, which is defiance. And he, you know, we're both New Englanders. Like our humor is from New England. Barstool work ethic is very New England. But it's really about the small guy going up and becoming something big.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets a lot. They get a lot of heat, but he does a lot of good, too. And people don't seem to talk about that a lot.
Oh, so much good.
It's unbelievable. Kelly Brown.
You have some New Hampshire roots, Eric, right? New Hampshire and Vermont roots?
I do. Yeah. I was just there this weekend. I grew up in Guilford.
All right. Are you kidding me? That's up the road.
Did you go see Hardy this weekend?
What's that?
I said, did you go see Hardy at the Bank NH Pavilion?
No.
He was there. Like, we're right up the road. You didn't call me. All right.
Sorry.
I'm a little hurt. No, but you know, the thing is when you look at things like organizations like that, companies that become massive, the lessons that you learn at that level apply to every job, every situation, no matter what your job is, right?
Yes, exactly. You know, I think you should do what makes you happy and kind of tell everyone else to pound sand. And mm-hmm. the lessons we learned at Barstool were very big and very public, but they're really normal. They yeah. apply. They're good to remember if you work at a gift shop.
Right, right. I will say that, I mean, look, as I said, there are things that, during the Barstool and Barstool throughout its career that I haven't really agreed with. But, you know, for you, was there a moment when you were like, oh, geez, what did I get myself into? I mean, right? I mean, was there a
so
moment?
Much.
Really? So was there, what was the...
Yeah, all the time.
What was the biggest one where you thought, I don't know if we're going to make it out of this one? Or was that kind of moment ever, was that ever happen?
Oh, there were a lot of moments where, you know, I remember the first day I took the first day I joined, we had a guest on one of the shows and the guest just said, things you cannot say on air.
Sure.
And it became a whole thing. You know what I mean? Like what Dave's personal life became like a weekly enterprise. So it was not only difficult for the business because I'm trying to make payroll and keep everybody's jobs safe and grow the company and ultimately try to sell it. But it was also just, it was just very noisy.
Oh yeah.
And it was a great lesson because you learn chaos is a ladder. And yeah. we were always in chaos.
So your job was to tame the untamable, because that isn't that the whole point of it, right? Is
yes. I mean, yes, that was the job. And I think that it, you know, people call, you know, I made a podcast called The Token CEO because people were, you know, basically said that, hey, you're just here to make Dave look good and kind of wash away the sins of Barstool, which I find very insulting, where I'm like, I grew the company 15,000%. But I also, you know, what I realized quickly going into Barstool Sports, which was a really good lesson for me, was I could either spend all of my time apologizing for every person that company had offended, of which there were thousands, or I could set about building a future for it. And I chose to build the future. And I think it's a good lesson for people, for themselves as well.
That's why I think you're a badass. I mean, I just do. Because people, you know, all of those things are risks. And when you've worked as hard to get anywhere, whether or not it's a local job or a giant corporate job, sometimes people don't want to roll those dice because there's a lot at stake, right?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's sad to me how people don't like to take risks, because I think if you fail a lot, it's easier to fail. You know how to fall down. You know, it's like playing sports. Like if you fall down all the time and skin your knee, then you're like, ah, that's what it feels like. If you never fall down and you fall down once, mm-hmm. it hurts really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so that experience, we failed all the time, which is why we succeeded.
Yeah, and the whole thing, the title of Nobody Cares About Your Career is really true. Because really what they want is, you know, what are you going to do? Never mind what you did, what are you going to do moving forward?
What are you doing for me?
Huh?
What are you doing for me?
Right.
You know, you walk into, I see a lot of people right now at work that, you know, they want to be petted. They want an attaboy. Like, they want a good job. And I was like, well, how about you do something and then we'll say good job.
Right, right, right. It's like, you know, in New England, right, we've got the people that come in to the market, people that work with us and stuff. Well, you know, I was out in New York. Well, right now you're on in Manchester, New Hampshire. So let's.
Yes, 100%. Nobody cares about New York.
Get a grip. Yeah, because right, because now's the moment that is the important thing. Not doesn't nothing else matters. So
that's right.
And so, what are you like other than the book? So, what are you doing now?
So now I run a different company. So I took a CEO job in April, and I run this company called Food 52 in Brooklyn, which is it was created by two female founders. And I am going to try to grow it and make it really big, same as I did for Barstool.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. I have confidence.
Great. Thank
I have confidence.
You.
Us New Hampshire and New England people, we got to stick together.
100%.
All right.
It's us against the world.
Erica, great to talk to you. Real pleasure to meet you. And thanks for coming on with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right. All the best. Take care. There you go. She's lovely and very smart and kick ass.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, she took a lot of, the company took a lot of heat for a lot of things over the years.
So she just came in and cleaned it all up.
Well, I don't even know if she cleaned it all up. She just defended their right to be who they were. You know, like a lot of people hate Dave Portnoy. You know, the guy is abrasive and all of those things that would irritate people. The guy has also raised millions of dollars for fallen police officers and firefighters. And I mean, countless. I mean, it's more than millions. And small businesses through COVID, there's a million things that this guy's done that are good. I've been a fan. Don't always agree with him, but I'm a fan. Would love to have him on the show. You know, it's a crazy frontier, you know? So I make no apologies for it.
Don't ever apologize.
I know nothing about him.
I am kind of shocked that you guys aren't as. I think you know a little bit.
I know nothing about
Kayla
it.
Kayla knows more.
I'm
shocked that you guys.
I just don't go to the.
I just don't know how you aren't aware of Barstool Sports.
I've heard of it because you guys talk about it.
Yeah.
I only know the name Dave Portnoy because you talk about him.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, it was people are anti Dave Portnoy. I had no idea.
I don't think. There are people that are, but I also think there's more fans than not, you know, so. All right, there you go. Hey, have a great day, everybody. That's all we got time for today, but we will see you tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning, right here on The Buzz.